This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. The Asian longhorn tick has been confirmed in Iowa for the first time. We'll have more from Iowa State University right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
Recently, filariosis, a disease that is predominantly transmitted through the Asian longhorn tick, was detected in a southeast Iowa cattle herd. This is the first outbreak in Iowa since the invasive tick was first detected in New Jersey during 2017. Grant Duell, beef extension veterinarian at Iowa State University, said the presence of both the disease and the tick was confirmed after a farmer noticed the symptoms in their cattle herd.
A case in southeast Iowa, Van Buren County, where some heifers, mostly heifers, had been out on pasture for a week or so, had some death loss, and that was kind of their one of their main inciting problems. Other cattle in the herd were very lethargic, rapid respirations, not wanting to move, and then had quite a few, as in hundreds to up to 1,000 ticks on them. So that was the indication that it could be the disease, the disease filariosis, and which is transmitted by the Asian longhorn tick. And those were both confirmed by the Iowa State University Diagnostic Lab, and then the tick was subsequently confirmed by the USDA at NVSL as being the Asian longhorn tick.
Duell said the disease destroys the red blood cells in its host, which limits the movement of oxygen through the bloodstream.
It's a protozoa, and it ends up destroying the red blood cells, and so basically the cattle are suffering from anemia, tired, hard to get their breath, not wanting to do anything. So that's that lethargy, exercise intolerance.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.